Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brenton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, brother?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man. I got to tell you something, Shane. I recorded with our good friend, Chris Marler, for yesterday's show.
Yeah.
And he's like, here's the type of guy Chris is. He's a great guy, but he's like, I'll do your show, but only if you do my show. So I don't know if his show's out yet. Locked On Gamecocks. We recorded it this afternoon. But he started it. Shane, he said, man, what in the world does Shane do for a living when he's not doing this? And the only reason he asked is he said, that man's on a damn golf course every day. How does he get away with it? And I saw you were out there today again.
Oh, man, I tell you what. And you would think I'd be good. You know, I mean, I think I'm getting worse. And this is no joke. I went out there today and I think I posted the worst course. Now, it was 1,000 degrees. It felt like I was in the Sahara Desert there. Of course, I had a lot of sand shots, but it kind of blows my mind. Like, for a second, I was like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I wanted to just get my putter out and start from the, you know, it was a bad, bad round. But at the end of the day, Mike, here's what I was telling my wife. I said, I hate exercising. Obviously, I hate going to the gym. I hate walking, you know, and if you do stuff like that, like say you are exercising, it takes weeks, sometimes months to even see anything, you know, at least on a golf course, I'm getting the exercise, but I can see progress until today. And then I wanted to throw my damn all clubs. I just wanted to throw it in there, say, you know what? F this sport. I'm out. But the very last hole, man, I had 3 shot and left at a birdie putt. I don't get birdie putts often, but the fact that I was able to do that, that's like, this is why you come back out. You know, it's always that one little get and you're like, okay, I'll come back tomorrow.
Maybe that's what we need to get you, Shane, just a golf club sponsor. And it doesn't have to be like a full bag, but it's just like, whenever you're struggling, you can break one and you just hit them up and say, I need a 7-iron. I need a putter, you know, whatever it is, they'll hook you up.
I keep waiting. So I'm going to start posting some videos of this terrible golf game that I have. And all I want to score out of this is replacement clubs. I've got some 2004s that probably need to be retired.
Well, you know, speaking of hookups, Shane.
Oh, there he is.
My legend, man. Cousin JR has done it again.
Cousin JR, he's back. Shady's gifted a membership this time to old Prometheus Shrug. Prometheus, welcome to the family. We even got something for that.
Welcome to the family.
So thank you, JR, man. You're the best. You know what?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. He is absolute. I mean, the fact that he's got his own sound bites, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. He's the only reason we're here, Mike. He's the only reason we show up. I'm just kidding. We got a lot of great family and cousins out there. I saw somebody was spreading. There's a couple on Twitter. I just want to give you a shout out. You guys, maybe that's what you do, is a tweet, a subtweet, a quote, or something like that. But, you know, somebody in your timeline may be blessed with the best SEC podcast out there because of you. So I appreciate everybody taking the time, especially here in the off season, to spread the word.
Yeah, no doubt, Shane. And shout out cousin, man, I'm going to butcher this, K. Cremillum. When will the times be announced for SEC football games? I think he's obviously referring to, you know, television times and all that. That's going to start coming out here, I would think, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We may not have the full slate, but remember, last year was the first year where the entire SEC was owned by, or at least the rights was owned by ABC, ESPN. So they were able to give us a lot more of them.
Yeah.
So again, they're not going to give us the full slate, I wouldn't think, but I think they'll give us a good deal of them in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
It's about that time, you know. It's like just when college football starts drifting a little bit, Disney's like, oh yeah, don't forget this. You're pumped up. In fact, didn't we do a live stream when they released that? So when do they drop the 2026 schedule? When does that come out? Is it
2026? That They used to do it. It was so stupid. They would do it like in October, November.
Yeah.
In the middle of the football season. And enough people like us complained and said, well, hell, why don't you do this in the off season when there's nothing to talk about? So they wisely made that transition. So that'll probably be, I think, in January.
Oh, January. Oh, that's still a ways away, huh?
Yeah. You're going beyond the season already.
Yeah, I'm already ready to see. Yeah. You know, that's Tennessee. It's we're always ready for next season. So now that we don't have a quarterback.
And the problem with that, Shade, is we still don't know. Hopefully we'll know at the end of May when they have the spring meetings that I'll be down there for. Hopefully we'll know by then, but we still don't know if it's going to be 8 or 9 conference games in 2026.
Yeah. That's a good point. Good point, Mike. You're a smart one in the show. I just now realized that. Yeah. I thought it was me the whole time. Nope, this is you.
Well, speaking of that, Shade, I've come up with something to talk about here that we always have a good time with, and that is the over-under win totals. Now, it's changed because we've had spring football, you know, transfer portal number 2. Where are you at? We're gonna hit on all 16 teams. If you had to go one way or the other, Shane. And I'll even allow you to do a push or two, only one, you know what I mean? One or two, but where are we at? You're going to go over, you're going to go under with each and every SEC team post spring. How's that sound?
That sounds great, man.
All right. So you sound excited about it.
Yeah. Super excited. No, I am. I'm pumped up because you do get, I have a tendency. Everybody knows this. I have a tendency to be maybe too optimistic about every team that comes out here, you know, and the spring kind of giveth and taketh, it felt like, especially during this portal window. But I don't know, man, there's some teams I was pretty down on that I'm feeling a little bit better on. So yeah, I'm pumped up.
Yeah. And then one more question here from Free Durden. Where in Atlanta do they hold media days? That's they do it in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right near the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So we'll certainly be down there in mid-July. I can't wait for that.
No, that's going to be awesome. It's always good to catch up, but it's also, it feels like that's the kickoff, you know, that's when the wheels start rolling and we start getting pumped up and getting some things scheduled for those college football games. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Hey, we got another question, Shane, from Cousin Tony. If Shane ever got to play Augusta, over or under, you're hitting a 95.
Shit, way under. Are we talking about the front nine?
Wait, that'd be over then, right?
Yeah, way over. Yeah,
okay. You said under.
Oh, did I? Oh,
maybe you're just gonna be that damn good. It will be
maybe
way
I'm
under.
That confident. Now, you know, it's funny. I watched it. So when I was watching, I realized how narrow some of those fair. I've never been there because I haven't won the lottery yet. But hopefully, I'll get down there to check it out. But yeah, compared to the fairways I'm hitting on and the ones that they're using, buddy, I'd be in the trees just about every shot.
All right, Chad. Hey, before we start tackling all these teams, over unders.
Yeah.
Real quick, the only other thing, it's a slow time in a year, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you saw this, but some odds were put out for the next NFL draft. 2026 NFL draft. Who do you think is the favorite, according to the bettors, to go number one overall in 2026 NFL draft?
Arch Manning.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was a layup. That was a layup. He's 2-1, Arch Manning. So we got damn Texas quarterback.
But he's not going nowhere. He's going to give us 2 years.
Right. So, again, I think that really, that's 100% relies on if Sarkisian's going to be there or not. And I don't think... Yeah. I'm not sitting here saying that Sarkisian's going, but if Sark's gone, I think Arch is gone. Does that make sense?
Who do you think should be number one?
Probably the guy who's got the third best odds, Garrett Nussmeier, 5-1. How about that one?
I could see it. I could see it. I mean,
he's got to have a really good year, but I think if he does, I think he's the odds-on favorite.
Yeah, I think you're right. Honestly, it kind of goes with the scheduling, and if they have some early success, I mean, if they just make it to playoffs, I feel like Nuss is going to get a lot more credit maybe than he deserves, but I don't know. I feel like Nuss really took a step forward last year, and this should be a good season for him, so I wouldn't argue it. I wouldn't argue with that.
And then one more. The rest of these are like Big Ten. Who the hell cares, right? South Carolina quarterback, Heisman, Shane Ladore Sellers, 9-1. So he is the fourth best odds to go number one overall. So if he continues to progress, man, that's a guy.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him stay in college another year, but if he's red hot and he's getting projected top five, I think you almost have to go. You know what?
Dude, if he's playing better than he was to tell in the last season, then where else but the NFL does he need to belong? So that's one of those kids that really, I feel like at the next level could also shine. So Nuss is going to win some games, but it feels like Sellers is going to sell some tickets, you know?
Yeah. And they're getting mad in the comments, Shane. Sark saying he's not going anywhere. I mean, doesn't every coach say that before they go? Why would anyone think Sark's going anywhere? I'm not saying to another college job. Yeah. I think the worry for him is NFL. He's got the NFL background. And I don't care how much you think your coach loves his, I mean, again, they all say it.
Yeah.
They're all full of it at times, but just the mess that college is right now, I don't think even Kirby Smart, probably if he was offered an NFL job, I think they'd all take it and run.
I mean, how many times have I said, this is the last Little Debbie I'm going to eat, you know, you know how many boxes I've been through since then. So yeah, I mean, we all say things that we need to say, and coach, I mean, Sark's not gonna come out here and tell you the damn truth. Like, hey, I didn't like any of the NFL opportunities that popped up, but who knows? He may stick around. He may be a Longhorn for life, and that'd be awesome, and we'll celebrate it. But you better believe he's gonna be on another short list this next season.
Right. And I think he's there till he wins it all. You know what I mean? I think that's the goal. But
yeah.
Again, I'm just throwing it out there. You know what?
I think it could change, though. We always talk about, you know, just the NIL situation, the transfer portal, and blah, blah, blah. The coaches come out and they cry and say the same thing over and over again. But if we start seeing a shift, making it their lives a little bit easier, especially contracts, yeah, I could definitely see some of these coaches come back. And don't be surprised if some of the NFL coaches don't come back to the SEC as well.
Right. All right, Shane, let's get into it, because we're going to hit out all 16 teams.
All right.
And for the legend JR, he's a Georgia guy. Let's start with Georgia. We're doing it for him. Little Debbie's my side chick. Over under, these are all the updated. I mean, none of them have really moved here recently, but Georgia over under 9.5. What are we doing here, Shane? With Georgia so low, let's run down the schedule real quick. Marshall at home, Austin Peay at home, at Tennessee. Then you get your bye week for Alabama at home, Kentucky at home, at Auburn, Ole Miss at home. Get your second bye. You play Florida and Jacksonville. You're at Mississippi State. You got Texas at home, Charlotte at home, and then Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Right now, based on what we know, guys getting in the portal post spring, over under 9.5 for Georgia. Which way are you leaning?
Brother, I'm telling you, this is a team that is going the wrong way. And we said it on the last show. I'm going to keep saying it. The Georgia Bulldogs dynasty is coming to an end. It was a fun run, but it's over. They put all their best players in the NFL the other day. And I mean, we don't expect them to just bounce back, do we? Well, hell yeah, we do, Mike. Georgia Bulldogs are going to be dancing in the college football playoffs, most likely getting another bye. So you better hammer the over here. Any doubters of the Georgia Bulldogs, you just crazy. You're just wishing it. You're wishing it to existence. The Georgia Bulldogs are going nowhere, and I don't care who they put back here quarterback. They will find a way to win at least 10, 11 games this year.
Why do you think it's so low? Do you think it is because of the unknown with Gunnar Stockton? Is it because this is a difficult schedule with Tennessee, yeah, Bama, Ole Miss, Texas, Florida's on the rise a little bit. Some people really like Auburn. Oh, and speaking of that, shout out on the channel. Wait till this video is done, of course. But we got Michael Gittins from the War Report.
Yeah.
Just had an interview with him, posted the video. The podcast is out, so go check it out. But why do you think it's so low? Because usually it's 10.5 for Georgia.
Yeah, I just think that again, we're starting to see less and less dominance in the SEC. We're starting to see, it's like you said, Auburn on the rise, Ole Miss, even though they beat Georgia last year. Texas could beat Georgia. Alabama could beat Georgia. You know, Tennessee, maybe that's it. You know, they saw September 13th guy go up there in Knoxville, and they're like, hey, shit, we better lower this number. No, I just feel like Georgia here the last couple of seasons had dropped some games that you kind of scratch your head saying, what happened? And I think they're just anticipating that again. But I don't know, man. I just feel like this is a team right here that people are kind of sleeping. It's funny. You were talking about Georgia, the same Georgia that, you know, won plenty of national championships. But I feel like this is a team that's getting slept on right now.
Right. And right now, I 100% agree with you, Shane. I'm smashing the over, particularly with the offensive uncertainty now with Tennessee. Mm-hmm. You know, but prior, that was maybe a little bit more of a toss-up game, even though Georgia certainly is going to be favored, even if Nico was at Tennessee still. But it, to me, it's just Alabama and Texas that jeopardize whether Georgia can – and hell, they can lose both those games and still hit the over. So I don't know what in the hell they're thinking with this 9.5 for Georgia.
The Texas, the Ole Miss, the Alabama, and you got them all at home.
Right.
You know how many times they lose in Georgia? It just doesn't happen. So if last year, I get it. A lot of away games, especially those swing games. This year, you got them all in Athens.
Mm-hmm. All right. Where do you want to go next, Shane? Let's do it in random. Is there anybody else that you're really wanting to do here?
No, let's just go with South Carolina. I see a comment about South Carolina. So let's put it up here. South Carolina's loaded in the wide receiver room, FYI.
So where are you going? South Carolina, 7.5 over under post spring. Let's run down the schedule real quick. Virginia Tech in the Beamer Bowl, Shane. That game's in Atlanta. That's going to be one hell of an opener. South Carolina State, Vanderbilt, both of those are at home. At Missouri, Kentucky at home. Then you get your first bye. Then you're at LSU, Oklahoma at home. Alabama at home, at Ole Miss, then you get your second bye at Texas A&M, you get Coastal Carolina at home, and you get them dirty Clemson Tigers at home to round out the season. Over under 7.5 for the Gamecocks. Where are you leaning?
This one's a tough one, man. I've never felt a number so perfect in my life. You know what I'm saying? This is probably the one I have least. Well, I know we're just two in, but it's the least confidence I have right now, because you're looking where are the four losses, and you can point out an Alabama, you can point out an Ole Miss, you can point out a Clemson, but you know, let's not forget South Carolina beat Clemson. South Carolina went toe to toe with Alabama, and I feel like the big factor is just what you said earlier, a potential Heisman winning candidate at quarterback. And if he takes that step forward, what does this football team look like? I think they take a step back in defense, but I think the offense hits the ground running pretty early here. So, brother, again, this is just optimism because that's what I do. I'm going slightly over, but I'm not confident on it. This is one I'm not touching with anything.
I'll touch it, Shane, and I'll touch that under. Come on, I give me 7.5. Again, I'm kind of hedging the bets here, but again, that's the number 7.5. So again, I'm right there with you. I'm not saying South Carolina is going to be terrible. We had Marler on here yesterday, and of course he covers South Carolina for the Locked On Gamecocks podcast. Go check it out. But he is over the moon, Shane, on what this program is becoming. And he about won me over, Shane. They're doing a lot right in Columbia, including taking a lot of guys that were unheralded recruits and turning them into top 50 draft picks. That's a sign of an elite coaching staff. So there's likely a lot of guys on this roster that are not household names today.
Yeah,
that will be by the end of the season. I'm going to be dead wrong about this, but it's just for me, Shane, replacing three starters on the defensive line, replacing all the linebackers, replacing. Yeah. He didn't go in the first round, but he went high in the second round at safety. I mean, that's a hell of a lot to lose off one team. Lose the tight end, lose the running back, who I thought Rocket Sanders was kind of the engine that made the offense go last year. So Yeah, losing the interior of your offensive line and something that they highlighted all spring, losing literally everybody off the special teams, punters, kickers, holders, snappers. I mean, again, this is not a total rebuild, but it's just a lot of uncertainty, particularly, which again, you should beat Virginia Tech in the opener, but all of a sudden with all that uncertainty, that's not a given.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt at home is not a given. At Missouri, Missouri's owned you up until last year. So I think this is a very, very tricky first couple of games. And hell, even throw Kentucky in there, which I certainly don't think much of Kentucky. We'll talk about them here in a minute. But hell, it seems like whoever's favored in that game usually loses it. So, there's bad blood there. You know what I mean? So, again, I'm not saying South Carolina is going to be terrible, but I'm just not overly confident that they're going to go 9-3 once again. You know what?
Yeah, and you look at Shane Beamer's, just his record. It's a roller coaster. There's a lot of up and downs and ebbs and flows. So fan bases are kind of used to it. And last year was a success. Is that followed by a dud? I don't think it is, because I really love that quarterback room. And I do love some of the pieces that they're bringing back. We highlight who got drafted the other day, but we're not truly highlighting what they do return. And I don't know, man, this is a fan base that's us against the world mentality. And sometimes, I don't know, it feels like a team like that plays better together. So, I can't right now, man. I just cannot commit to an over. Now we get a little closer. That's what happens. I'm just like you, Mike. We get somebody on, like I had Travis on the other day, and we're talking Oklahoma, and I'm like, shit. You know, it always feels like they're telling me something, like a secret that nobody knows. And then I'm like, oh, man, maybe South Carolina is killer, you know? And so all I need is I need a conversation with Marlon, and then I'm roped in. But right now I am over, but barely.
And here's a million-dollar question, Shane, from Jeez Louise. The question is, which games will the refs screw South Carolina? Because there's always one. You know what?
Yeah, that's true. It better not be the LSU game. It better not.
All right. Well, speaking of LSU, Shay, let's do that one. LSU Tigers over under 8.5, Shane. Program with a lot on the line and a coach who wants desperately to be part of the family, Shane. Let's run down their schedule. Again, 8.5 is the over under at Clemson in the opener. Oh, Lordy, we can't win in a damn opener. And we're going to the odds-on favorite to win the ACC. Very difficult. Louisiana Tech at home. Florida at home. Southeast Louisiana at home. At Ole Miss. Then we get our first bye for South Carolina at home. At Vanderbilt. Texas A&M at home. Then we get our second bye for at Alabama. Arkansas at home. Western Kentucky at home. And at Oklahoma, Shane. Where are you leaning right now? LSU over under 8.5 wins.
Well, everybody knows, you know, I'm not going to hide it. I always like to do that. Like, I think they're going to suck and they're going to go. No, but everybody knows I'm all in on LSU right now. I do think that this is a playoff contender. We just talked about Nuss potentially being the first quarterback selected. You don't say stuff like that if you think LSU is going to have a bad year. I do not right now. Now that may change, you know, after camp starts up, or if we hear some injuries, knock on wood. But at this moment, I think this is a big year. This is a huge year for Brian Kelly. And you know, the standards are so high down there. I think he's got to have a successful season. Success is making the playoffs. You know, we just had a left tackle telling you that that's now in the NFL. So that's what we do at LSU. And Coach Kelly even came out last year and talked about this being a national championship team.
Yeah. I mean, look at it, Shane. He's never lost, or the over-under is 8.5. He's never won that few games at LSU.
Yeah.
He's done it every year. He's went over, and hell, I mean, obviously doesn't really count, but he's not even failed to do that at Notre Dame since 2016. So
yeah,
this is a winning coach, but here's kind of where I'm at with LSU. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to make the playoff. I certainly don't think it's a given, but I think they make it.
Yeah.
And we all know they're going all in. They're bringing in all these pieces. They got the quarterback back. You know, a lot of it lines up. What happens if they have a year like Tennessee had last year, where you make the playoff, but you go, you know, the first game, you get blown out or what have you? Is it, I mean, are we still saying, yeah, it was a hell of a year. We made it. You know what I mean? Like, I almost feel like not quite on the level as of Ryan Day last year, but it's almost like you got to make at least a somewhat of a run to keep people happy down in Baton Rouge. Because remember, it's championship. They're trying to win championships down there.
Yeah.
They're not trying to get in the dance. They're trying to win the whole damn thing. Do you think it's just making a playoff is enough for him? And I'm not saying getting him fired, but yeah. I'm just wondering how happy LSU fans will be if they don't at least make the final eight.
I get that. They're not talking about it, but it does feel a little bit like Ole Miss-esque, you know, not totally last dance type scenario, but it feels like Nuss coming back, you know, coach being so active in the portal this offseason, just kind of pairing up a perfect offense, especially for them. And I tell you what, the defense has always been trash, but they definitely bolstered that up in the offseason as well. So mm-hmm. I don't know, man. It feels to me like this is an LSU team that when we look at the next draft, it's probably going to be one of those 2-3 spots, I would imagine, and exactly where they are and or they're supposed to be. But this is a playoff team, Mike, and going into the playoffs and getting beat, I don't think is a huge problem, but getting blown out, now that's different. If you get embarrassed and you look like you don't belong, then absolutely, I think we reassess Coach Kelly. But just listen to that statement. You make the playoffs and you're not good enough. I feel like getting into the dance is one of the hardest things to do because it's not like they're just taking the best teams. We saw the shit they put in there last year. They're going to do the same thing this season. So it's a handful of teams that really have a shot to get the playoffs. And if LSU does it, I think that's a success in my book.
Right. And of course, year two, Blake Baker. So that defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should take a big step forward.
Right. Absolutely.
Hey, how about Cousin Joe, Shane?
Hey. Davis,
$10. Oh, appreciate you, brother. Auburn finally has a quarterback. Still don't have a damn coach. Let's do Auburn next. Hey, we also got these now, too.
Or damn Eagle.
Over-under for Auburn, Shane, is at 7.5. That's, ooh, buddy, that's kind of low, I would think, for what the team we have, but that's where it's at. Here's the schedule. At Baylor in the opener. Ball State at home. South Alabama at home. At Oklahoma. At Texas A&M. Get your first bye. Then you got Georgia at home. Mizzou at home. At Arkansas. Kentucky at home. At Vanderbilt. Get your second bye. Because you're going to need it because you got Mercer coming to town next. And then the Iron Bowl, Alabama. On the plains, brother. Over under 7.5 for Cousin Joe. Where are you going?
I think this is an easy over. I really do. You know me, man. I am not going to hide from Auburn love. I'm feeling it. And I think that it's a done deal if you beat Baylor, which is going to be a close matchup. But if you knock them out early, I think there's no question you hit the over here. And this is a successful season. You give Hugh Freeze 9 opportunities. He's gonna capitalize, and I feel like this is the year that we capitalize. So give me over.
What if they lose though, Shane? To
stop it,
Baylor, and particularly, I think the big one is at Oklahoma, first conference game before you get into that meat of the schedule.
Yeah,
let's give them Baylor because I think they'll beat Baylor. But what about at Oklahoma? If Auburn loses that, how confident are you that they're hitting the over?
I lose a lot of steam here if that happens because the A&M is right behind them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They may already be looking at Georgia. There's that little slate of games, which Oklahoma, you know, we were looking at this schedule last year, about 3 weeks in, we said, damn, Auburn's got them an easy one, but we're going to get to Oklahoma here in a second. That game I'm not as confident in, but I do worry about the hangover effect because you got A&M on the road as well. So, yeah, Baylor, win or loss, I still think you hit the over. You lose to Oklahoma, then I'm cashing out as quick as I can because the wheels may come off.
Yeah. I'd hate it for him. I'd not the fans, but for the coach. You know what?
Oh, man. He's such a good guy.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about, Shane, you teasing your interview?
Yeah.
Oklahoma, Shane, 6.5 for the Sooners. Let's run down the schedule. Illinois State at home. Michigan at home. What an interesting game that is. At Temple. Auburn at home. Get your first bye. Then you get Kent State at home. Then you get Texas down at the State Fair, of course, at South Carolina, Ole Miss at home, at Tennessee, second bye, at Alabama, Mizzou at home, LSU at home. Get a couple good home games, at least, if the fans are getting their money's worth. Over, under, Oklahoma, 6.5.
Oh, Mike, this one here is just, maybe I've been too close to the sun. You know, maybe I've been on the golf course and I'm dehydrated and everybody is whispering, you know, Oklahoma's going to be better, Shane. And I'm buying in. I hook, line, sinker. They got me. Sell me a timeshare in Cancun. I'm setting up the over here with Oklahoma. I feel like this is the team right here that is picking up steam at the right opportunity. But we got a quarterback that's going to be fun and exciting. We got an offense for once that's going to be fun and exciting. Pair that with a defense we know, you know, Oklahoma can produce. The schedule still sucks. Not gonna sugarcoat it. I'm not saying this is a playoff team, but I do like the upside, and I'm in. I'm all in on Oklahoma. Give me over.
Yeah, this just feels to me, Shane, like a one where the odds makers have not caught on yet.
Yeah.
On the additions of the offseason, you know, or maybe they don't know who John Mateer is. Maybe they don't know who Jay, you know, I don't know. But 6.5 at the start of the offseason, I would have said, oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be tough for Oklahoma. But right now, I'm pretty confident that they're going to go way over that. So I'm right there with you. I'm going over. I'm not going over on every single one like you are, but
over?
We got to balance it out somewhere, I would think. But
and we not got to Kentucky yet.
But again, yeah, Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma 6.5 is more about the schedule.
Yes,
and how daunting that is. And I've not heard a ton of Oklahoma people say it since the season ended. They were all saying it during the season. There's still major questions, I think, with Brent Venables.
Mm-hmm.
And how good he is as a head coach, not as a defense coordinator. He's elite as a defense coordinator, but how good is he as a head coach? You know, this is, if they, let's say they lose to Michigan, let's say they lose to Auburn, then we're going to start getting the stories, you know, like, you know, this happened, that happened, you know what I mean? Like it all comes out where they're holding it in now. Cause we're all back. He's a great guy. We want him to win, but hey, we root for a lot of these guys. Don't mean it's going to happen. You know what?
They're holding on to some emails right now. You know?
Oh, man. You know who's not, though, Shane?
Who's that?
Cousin Rick, one of the legends, Shane. Oh, he's back.
Come on, cuz.
Gave us a $20 donation. Beat the hell out of Notre Dame, then let the good times roll. Let's do them fighting Aggies, Shane. Over-under right now is 7.5. For Texas A&M, they opened the season against UTSA at home, Utah State at home, at Notre Dame. Like Cousin Rick says, that'll be a critical game. Then you get your buys, early buy for Texas A&M. Auburn at home, Mississippi State at home, Florida at home. Love all these home games for A&M. At Arkansas, at LSU, get your second buy, at Missouri, South Carolina at home, Samford at home, and at Texas. Where are you going? Over under 7.5 for A&M.
You just think I'm going to go over on all of them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But every time I hear Texas A&M, I think 8-4, and that's over 7.5. So I'm going to go slightly over, and I'm not uber confident, Rick. I apologize. I feel like if this were at 8 or 8.5, you know, this is a team, which probably Aggie fans don't want me to be on the bandwagon anyway, because every time I am, they end up you know, sucking it up. But this is a team that I have a little reserve for. I do like that, you know, the Reed getting slept on situation. We talked about that. I do like this second year in the offense. But, again, I feel like Elko's a year three guy. I feel like A&M is going to pop year three. Unfortunately, we're going to have some more growing pains this season. So I'm going to stick 8-4 because, I mean, what bad better wouldn't? But I'm not super confident they go beyond that.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to disagree with you, Shane. I am not here for this Mike Elko slander, Shane. I think, don't forget, I mean, of course, they collapsed towards the end of the season. But before that, I mean, this guy is looking like the next great SEC coach. You know, when they jumped out to 7-1, injuries took place. So, you know, building a new culture. And, you know, some of the great coaches, Shane, Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, Urban Meyer. I mean, a lot of these guys struggled their first years, right?
Yeah.
So I think clearly Mike Elko knows what he's doing. I just don't think he quite had the roster and maybe the buy-in by the end of the year. I don't know where that was at, but I think year two, you get rid of all those guys. You got all the guys that are bought in, and it's year two for everybody.
Yeah.
All the coaches, all the players in College Station. So this is a team I've said all year, I'm not going to hype them up because just like you, when we hype them up, they disappoint us terribly, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not even putting that evil on them, but I just got my eye on them. That's how I'm gonna label it all off season, Shane. I got my eye on A&M. What the hell does that mean? I think they're going to be much improved, but I'm not necessarily predicting it, if that makes sense. But I am predicting over 7.5. That's easy because even like you said, I mean, 8-4 is disappointing.
Yeah,
but if we hit that, we're hitting the over. You know what?
Absolutely. All it takes is. Well, maybe that's it. I haven't seen Billy Lucci in a while. As soon as we get a little, as soon as we start talking to Billy again, maybe I get bought back in. But I want to give a shout out to Cousin Joe. Happy birthday, brother. I don't know if it is his birthday.
Oh, it's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. So appreciate you hanging out with us on your birthday. And I'd sing, but I'm not good at it.
Let me check real quick. Maybe we got a happy birthday sound effect. No, we don't.
Happy birthday.
Hi, from the Cracker Barrel, here's Cousin Shane.
All right, how about where you want to go? I'll let you pick next.
Let's see here. Let me just grab one here. I see a Mississippi State. Sven. Sorry, I always mess his name up.
Okay.
Let's get Sven up there.
Mississippi State, over under 3.5 wins here, Shane. Southern Miss on the road in the opener. What? Arizona State at home. Alcorn State at home. And Northern Illinois at home. Tennessee at home. Loving all these home games. At A&M. Then you get your first bye. Then you're at Florida. Texas at home. At Arkansas. Georgia at home. At Missouri. And then your final bye before the Egg Bowl, which is at home. Over under for the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Oh, I got a Sven here. He says he's sweet German. It's German, not Swedish. So in German, how do you say under? Because that's where I'm going.
Underbar.
Hey, I believe it. That sounded believable to me. Hey, I will say, you ever been to Helen? You ever went to Helen, Georgia?
I thought you meant Germany.
No, like poor man Germany.
I have not.
You got to check it out. I think that would be a fun little trip for us. Maybe we go down in October. It is a really cool town, especially if you like the German schnitzels and cold beer. But man, I'm torn. I I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I don't think this Lebby experiment will fail. I'm not in the camp. I do think that he was kind of thrown into the fire last year. Unfortunately, Mississippi State still has a daunting schedule coming up in 2025. I think it'll be a little bit more favorable in 26 when they redo the scheduling, but still, it's the SEC. So the fact that I have no confidence in them winning an SEC game, I'm gonna take the under right now.
Yeah, you know, when we're talking about a team schedule and the first thing Cousin Shane says is, You ever been to hell in Georgia? That's his way of being like, well, let me say something nice and positive before we get to the truth of the matter. But I don't even know, how serious Mississippi State is after last year, and bring back the defensive coordinator from that travesty and hiring a head coach and a special teams and a defensive coordinator that have never done it before. So I don't know. They just fired their baseball coach. So they're serious about baseball, Shane. And that guy's got a national championship ring on his finger. So I really don't know. This year will tell us. I think the offense should be pretty awesome. I'm rooting for the quarterback. I hope he doesn't get hurt again. Blake Shapen, he was off to a great start year two under Jeff Lebby. He could be, be putting up video game numbers. I think he could be that good, at least efficiency wise, but it won't matter if they don't have a defense. I'm leaning the under on Mississippi State right now. I really am.
Damn, that probably means they're going to be very successful if we're both. And we're going to get to optimism. We'll talk about that a little closer to the season. Holy shit, Rick. But just your opinion, what is your opinion on like the stars aligning, perfect season? What is the ceiling for Mississippi State in your opinion?
Make it a bowl game. And it starts, I think you got to go undefeated in the non-conference. You got to beat Southern Miss and Arizona State. And I don't think either one of those is a given at this point in time. But if you do that, I think you start to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Then hell, all of a sudden, Shane, I mean, we can do Tennessee next if you want. But all of a sudden, I got, I'm down on Tennessee. I'm not saying they're like a trash program now or anything, but that's ideal first conference game if you're Mississippi State. I mean, I'd much rather get Tennessee September 27th than like November 15th where they start to figure things out.
Yeah.
So maybe that's ideal. Maybe you can pull upset there or somewhere else. But win your two conference games, win the non-conference, make it to a bowl game. If Mississippi State makes a bowl game this year, Jeff Lebby may be coach of the year, and that would tell me that we got the right man for the job.
And progress, you know what I'm saying? That's all we want to see. We're not wanting you to, I mean, deep down inside, we'd love you to go to the playoffs, but making a bowl game, having that success, start winning some SEC games. Then you start questioning, okay, when he gets his guys, maybe we'll have more buy-in from the boosters and Mississippi State can play some serious footballs,
Right. Whoa, Shane, we got $100 donation from Cousin Rick. No, Cousin Shane singing till he sings the Aggie fight song. How about that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to learn that one. Well, no, I got to do the dance. That's what me and Lucci can go down there and do the dance.
Our in-studio interview with Billy Lucci is coming out this weekend.
Oh, is it? Oh, I keep plugging it. I knew it'd eventually show up.
All right. Who we got to do next, Shane? Who you want to do?
Let's see. Brian, well, he posted something. We'll see if he's got the Bulldogs. We've done them already. Sam Man's in here. He's got about 5,000 messages. Let's do Texas.
Okay. Well, real quick, because of Brian, he likes Texas too. Feeling more confident with the players we brought in to beat those Buckeyes and hopefully those Bulldogs this year. So,
yeah. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Cuz.
Thank you. Let's do Texas. 9.5, Shane, is the over-under for them Texas Longhorns at Ohio State. Like Cousin Brian said, we're going to whoop their ass. San Jose State at home, UTEP at home, Sam Houston at home. Get your first bye week. Then you're at Florida, Oklahoma in Dallas there, at Kentucky, at Mississippi State, Vanderbilt at home. Then you get your second bye at Georgia, Arkansas at home, Texas A&M at home, over under Texas, 9.5.
Mike, I'm only worried about two games on Texas' schedule. And if they lost them both, they'd still hit the over. So that's where I'm at right now. I like having Ohio State early. I think that's more of a I think that's more beneficial to long. I mean, look what Ohio State did last year. They struggled until they got to the playoffs. So having that one, the Georgia Bulldogs on the road, that's a tough ass. That'll be a tough game. Probably get to see this one twice again like we did last year. But my personal opinion, are there some tricky games? You look at Oklahoma, you maybe look at A&M. Florida. Yeah, I mean, I could see a couple of tricky situations, but let's not sugarcoat it. Texas got a wonderful schedule, and they've got a great opportunity to make their ways back to a college playoff and an SEC championship, in my opinion.
Any chance, Shane, that it benefits Texas to lose week one after hearing, you know, all the offseason hype, Arch Manning's God gift of football? And I'm not saying like get destroyed or anything, but let's say it's like an overtime game, they lose. You know, could that help them? Could that lock them in? Could that let them know, hey, maybe you're not where you're at and there's progress to be made? And then maybe under the radar is probably, I don't think they're ever going to be under the radar with old Arch there. I think it's going to be too big of a deal, but could, you know, again, losing two games doesn't eliminate you anymore. So dropping one, could that help Texas in any way?
Yeah, it's not a must win like football games we watched growing up, which is awesome. But it's also, you want to talk about just a climate, just taking the temperature of where we are as a conference and as a football team down there in Austin. I don't know if you could spin it as beneficial, because this is one that I think you need. You know what I'm saying? I think the conference needs this. The way we got embarrassed in the playoffs, I want the opposite, and I don't want to use this as a let's try to remedy or get right. I want this as a damn flag in the ground saying the SEC, you know, we had a shit year last year, but we're coming for you this season. It's time to get our natty back, you know?
Well, speaking of natty, how about Tennessee? Shane, 8.5 here for them Vols. Syracuse in Atlanta in the opener. ETSU at home, Georgia at home, UAB at home. A lot of home games. Mm-hmm. But then you're on the road at Mississippi State. Get your first bye. Then Arkansas at home, at Alabama, at Kentucky. Oklahoma at home, get your second bye. New Mexico State at home, at Florida. And Vanderbilt at home to wrap you up. Over under 8.5 for Tennessee. Where are you going there?
Oh, it's tough, you know, because I love this team, Mike. I absolutely love them, and I'm going to find any positive nugget of, you know, anything, any reason to talk Tennessee football, any reason to promote Tennessee football. You know me. I can't ignore it, but it's tough because I hate this quarterback room right now. Does it get right? Maybe. I don't know. I got confidence in Josh Heupel, and I'm going to spin it with all these guys coming in, Aguilar or – it doesn't matter who's back there. I'm going to spin it as, you know, this is the guy we need. But
best Aguilar since Christina Aguilera.
Well, I'm saying this. Yeah, I messed that one up. Does Tennessee lose four games? And hell no. No, they give me the over. What are you talking about, Willis?
I think I would lean the under on Tennessee. I feel pretty good about it right now.
I worry about the early games. You know, I didn't really worry about it, you know, when we had a quarterback. But obviously, when you've got the Syracuse game, Georgia, and you made mention of Mississippi State, which is a tricky game. Even Arkansas, we got beat last year. This is a Tennessee team that really couldn't afford to come in here with question marks, even though that's exactly what they're going to have. If they hit the ground running, they'll be fine. But it's just a little bit of the uncertainty in September for me.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think there's going to be any pressure on Mississippi State or Arkansas.
Yeah.
I think everybody's going to expect them to lose. So, you know, you can kind of play carefree and let it all fly. You know what?
Yeah, absolutely.
And all of a sudden, Oklahoma now, I mean, all offseason, I would have thought Tennessee. Lean Tennessee in that one, mate. But even that one, I'm kind of starting to lean Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop it. No, stop it. What are you talking about? I'm agreeing with you. I'm just, no. Absolutely not.
All right. Well, how about Shade's second favorite team here? Florida Gators over under 6.5. Long Island. Didn't even know that was a team till they start playing Florida. Long Island at home. South Florida at home. At LSU. At Miami. Get your first bye, come home to play Texas, then you're at A&M, then you get Mississippi State at home, get your second bye, play Georgia and Jacksonville, at Kentucky, at Ole Miss, Tennessee at home, Florida State at home, over under 6.5 for them Gators, Shane.
Yeah, Mike, this is a team that you've been promoting, and I've been buying it, but I don't know, man. That quarterback situation's a little murky, you know, and
Gators.
6.5. Can they get to 7? I think it's very possible, Mike. And if they get to 7, I don't think a Florida Gator fan is going to consider that success anyway. So give me the under. Give me the under. I feel like, brother, we got caught up in the momentum. It was fun. It was exciting. They, you know, the Ole Miss game, the LSU game, that was so awesome. But it's the quarterback. There's a real shot. DJ doesn't even play, Mike.
The latest video with him?
I don't care. No, it's just fake news.
He's throwing it.
Yeah, wow.
It looks kind of AI, but he's throwing it, you know.
Can't trust anything these days, Mike. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he may not complete the season. All it takes is one minor setback. So I don't know. That's a very, very tough schedule. And I think they caught lightning in a bottle last year. And I feel like they fall a little bit back this next season.
Hey, Bubba Dog says, shout out Helen, Georgia. Oktoberfest countdown has already started, Shane.
Come on now. Come on. Great place, man. I went to like an authentic German place, and I was next to this guy. He used to be in the service, and he was over there, and he basically told me what to order. And so he says, you got to do this, you got to do this. And man, they came out with all this weird stuff. And I just said, you know what? Win in Rome, win in German.
Was it good?
It was great. It was absolutely. Now, with some stuff I questioned. You know, I you get going, the momentum, you're like, oh man, this is awesome. And you hit one, you're like, shouldn't do that. I'm not going to go back to that little section, but it was all in all, it was really good. The crowd was great. I can't get past the beer though. I never felt drunk, but I mean, I went through them. I don't know. Maybe they gave me non-alcoholic beer, but maybe I've just got a high tolerance level. I don't know what it is, but I tell you, it was such an easy drinking beer and it went so well with the food.
Well, all right. We went off topic there. Yeah. Here was something I was thinking before you went into that. Yeah. So last year, obviously, started so poorly. It was like, good gosh, Billy's done. But we had that 5-star in our pocket. We threw out DJ and he answered the bell, right?
Yeah.
They don't really have that this year, right? And by that, I mean, again, they're going to be underdogs at LSU. They may even be underdogs at Miami. They're certainly going to be underdogs against Texas, even though that's in the swamp. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean you're going to lose all these games. But let's say even best case, let's say they're, you know, 3-2 heading into a lot of these, tough matchups. There is no, you know, secret freshman you're going to throw out there and is going to revitalize the team. And hell, I mean, it was even worse last year because you got your doors blown off by Miami. You got absolutely stopped by Texas A&M. What if that happens? Like, what if LSU kills you? What if Miami kills you? What if Texas turns around and kills you? Where's that spark? Yeah, that is something that I've not really considered up until now, where last year they had that spark and it was able to cap up this fantastic season that's given them momentum. I don't know that they have that this year. Does that make sense?
One word, Dallas. That may be the spark. I'm just saying. I mean, he had a hell of a spring game.
Yeah.
Did you see who their quarterback was? No. Again, that may be a little bit of excitement there, but I get what you're saying. I'm just arguing with you now, but I do see, you know, you think about the great Florida teams. Mm-hmm. We always had 3 or 4 guys on the roster we could not wait to see, you know, offense, defense. I think it's some of the greats. And then if you're going against them, you didn't want to see them out there on the football field, you know. And some of those guys went on, did great things. But Florida's got a whole bunch of great, good players that haven't hit that next level of greatness except for DJ. So I keep waiting for that moment. There's got to be some dudes that that come out. You know what I'm saying? There's some dudes that got to step up to the plate.
Yep. Well, speaking of step up, Shane, how about Mizzou? 7.5 here. Central Arkansas, right out the gate at home. Kansas at home. Louisiana at home. Mm-hmm. South Carolina at home. UMass at home. Get your first bye. So many home games, Shane. They get a bye week before they come back home. For Alabama, that'll be a major, major game. At Auburn, at Vanderbilt, second bye. A&M at home. Mississippi State at home. At Oklahoma, at Arkansas. Over, under, 7.5 for the Missouri Tigers, Shane.
Oh, Mike, you know me, man. Old Mizzou. Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if you're related to drink, not me.
I don't know, man. I you know, obviously he hurt my feelings when he stood on business, but ever since that day, this is I appreciate him. I appreciate him just telling you the truth, or you know, not none of the coach speak. It just comes out and says like it is. There's just something about the authentic coach that they have up there in Columbia. And if he's been telling us the truth the whole time and he comes out here and tells me it's the best damn football team he's had, I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over because my coach doesn't lie to me.
I think he's lying to you, Shane. Give me the under. Give me the – this feels like a trap. You know, yeah. There's always one over Vegas, like they know something, and everybody's like, oh, this, look at the schedule. Only 4 away games. All these 6 home games to start the year. I mean, all these games are winnable, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if they absolutely have no quarterback whatsoever, though? Can they get to 8-4 with no quarterback? And I'm not saying they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah,
I'm just saying I literally don't know. I you know, they've not released much information except it's going to be a quarterback competition. So I will go under for now, but I'm not confident in it. They're just a complete wild card to me right now.
Maybe they just got too many good quarterbacks, you know?
Right. How about Ole Miss, Shane? Over under 8.5 for them Rebels. Georgia State at home, at Kentucky, Arkansas at home, Tulane at home, LSU at home. Speaking of home games here, first bye week, then you get Washington State at home, at Georgia, at Oklahoma, South Carolina at home, Citadel at home, Florida at home. Then you get your second bye before the Egg Bowl at Mississippi State. Over under 8.5 for them Ole Miss Rebels.
Shane, quit trying to be the voiceover guy. I can't help it, geez. I think Ole Miss, this is the thing. It's not so much the team. It's not so much the schedule. I go back to coaching, brother. Lane Kiffin being one of the most consistent coaches, the most consistent. Like, it's almost like you could set your clock to a 9-10 win season. They're always going to be right there in playoff talk. And I feel like we lose a little bit this year. I'm trying to buy in. Maybe we've just not been talking enough Ole Miss guys to get me on the train here, the lane train, but I feel like too much turnover. Not enough returning production. And, you know, I look at all those guys that went to the NFL and I'm in the same camp. This should have been a playoff team. This should have been a national championship contender last year. And I feel like our coach lost a little bit here. So give me the under on Ole Miss right now. Just too much question marks. Even though I love the schedule, too many questions for me.
Would it surprise you, Shane, that our buddy Chris Marler, again, he was on yesterday. Go check it out if you missed it. I asked him, you know, who are you most confident makes the play? Like if you take Texas and Georgia off the schedule,
mm-hmm.
you know, who are you most confident makes it this year? Who do you think he said number one? First team came to mind.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, how about it, buddy? Because, but now he cited the schedule.
That's why I went there. I was like, yeah, Marler's there. I'm messing with you, brother.
But again, if I'm an Ole Miss fan, that gives me confidence that you know, he's there. But I think this is another one. This similar to Ole Miss, or excuse me, Missouri. Ole Miss is, to me, a complete unknown. There's hype. Yeah. There's expectations. There's a track record. They got great coaching staffs. They got schedules to get there. But They had a lot of that last year too. And I think I'd just been burned by Missouri and Ole Miss last year. And not that either one was like horrible, but they just fell short. Maybe that means this year they'll exceed expectations. I hope so. But I'm not sold on it.
I'm not either. I really am not. But it's also one of those teams that we get into November, and I look back to this podcast, and I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Did they had ABC? You know, it's
right.
I could definitely see that, and, you know, it just depends if you believe the quarterback. If you've, I mean, he looked really good in that one drive against Georgia, but it's tough to say, you know, he can just take the helm and not miss a beat. So I'm a little worried about the Ole Miss Rebels right now.
Mm-hmm. Are you worried about Alabama, Shane? Over under 9.5 wins for the Tide at Florida State. ULM at home, Wisconsin at home. Get your first bye, then you're at Georgia. Vandy at home, at Mizzou. Tennessee at home, at South Carolina. Second bye, LSU at home, Oklahoma at home. That is Southern Illinois at home. And then at Auburn for the Iron Bowl. Over under 9.5 for them Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh, man. It's almost like we forget how good this school used to be. You know? they used to own this sport, and they kind of took a back seat for a little while. But, you know, people are not happy with the way especially Tide fans, how DeBoer's season went last year, but
right.
I think that's success, man. I mean, forget how you got there, point A to point B. Just look at the wins loss. If I told you, I think you'd be like, oh, okay, I could get that coming away from Nick Saban. You know, you've got a 9-4 season. You are right there on the cusp of making the college football playoff year one. This is a team. I'm hearing a lot of great things behind the scenes. This is one. Like, if you get somebody near Tide, they just can't wait to tell you how good this team's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's been a while since they've had to sell the program, and maybe that's it. They're just out there like, hey, we're coming back. I promise everything's going to be fine. But because of that, even if they have two losses, which they could have, do they get the third? There's some games, man, I am a little worried about, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because I've talked to too many Tide fans here lately. So give me the over, but barely.
But this feels like one, Shane, where like they make this playoff run.
Yeah.
Or it's a complete disaster. And they're like, God, we got fired DeBoer's ass. You know what I mean? So this is a huge, huge year for him, but I'm there with you. I lean the over. Give me over 9.5 for Alabama. How about Arkansas, Shane? 5.5. We got Alabama A&M at home, Arkansas State at home, which that game is actually in Little Rock, but still home game, at Ole Miss, at Memphis, Notre Dame at home, get your bye week, then it's at Tennessee, A&M at home, Auburn at home, Mississippi State at home, second bye week, at LSU, at Texas, Mizzou at home, over under 5.5 for the Razorbacks.
Oh, Mike. These are my boys. You know what I'm saying? I love Arkansas. We had Ty on already. So you get near it. These guys that kind of moped around last year, they weren't excited, but there's a little more pep in their step coming into 2025. And I think that has a lot to do with Petrino and Green, of course, but I don't know, man. I feel like Sam coming out here just bitching and moaning about the portal over and over again makes me feel like he is not too excited about this depth that he has. I'm going to go the under. I feel like this may be the season that this may be the last season that we see old Sam up there.
Well, I'm still trying to get him over to our table at media day. So I'm going over. Come on, 6-6. They always beat somebody they're not supposed to, right? They get A&M at home now. They're getting out of Jerry World. That could be key. Getting Notre Dame at home. I mean, that to me is going to be a huge deal to the Razorbacks. How big of a deal is that going to be for Notre Dame? I think that sets up possibly for a nice little trap game here. Got to start quick. Same thing I just said about Notre Dame game. You could flip it, Arkansas State. That's going to be Arkansas State's damn Super Bowl. So you got to win a game like that. You got to beat Memphis on the road. If they do that, I'm confident they get the over. Give me over on Arkansas. How about
if they hit So what was the over again? What did
five,
you say?
5.5
If they make a bowl game, Mike.
You're shaving your head. No.
I was thinking something a little Tyson chicken related. How can we do how can we spin this? So like however I'll eat a whole people are gonna be like, you do that every Thursday. So all right, I'm getting the Dino Nuggies out. We'll figure out something. But if they're wrong, I will definitely make up. It's gotta be Tyson chicken related.
Yeah, you should have to roast a pig or something.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, okay. I'll figure it out. We'll talk about it.
All right, how about Kentucky, Shane? Over under 4.5 Toledo at home, Ole Miss at home, Eastern Michigan at home. Then you get your first bye for at South Carolina, at Georgia. Then you get your second bye for some reason. Texas at home, Tennessee at home, at Auburn, Florida at home, Tennessee Tech at home, at Vanderbilt, at Louisville. Over under 4.5 for the fighting Mark Stoops's.
Oh man, I can't believe it took so long to get to this one. Give me the under. Sorry, Coach Stoops and family and friends. I love Kentucky fans. And I know I'm not supposed to say that as a Tennessee ball fan, but I don't know, something. Maybe it's just what is it called when you're a hostage and then all of a sudden you start liking them?
Stockholm syndrome. Hey,
another German reference. There you go.
What the hell's going on in this show?
I don't know. But maybe that's what it is. I find myself kind of rooting for these guys, and I feel bad because they're sliding away for so long. This is where they were. They were always kind of a footstep in the SEC, and now they're kind of sliding back. I enjoy 8, 9, 10 win Kentucky teams. I enjoy watching them play other SEC opponents and wondering, is this the team that you know, if it's true coin toss? But there's a lot of games that Kentucky's going to have that they may not even televise, it feels like. So I feel bad, and maybe I'm wrong. Coach Stoops come out here. He says, hey, we got the most depth we ever had. Maybe that's the case, but right now I'm going to go under.
Hey, we got a couple recommendations, Shane. Jeez Louisa's nuggets soaked in ghost pepper. That could be a challenge. Ooh. 50 wing challenge.
Boom, there it is.
What about chicken sausage?
Oh, yeah. What, you want me to get healthy? No, yeah. 50, I don't know. I think Hooters used to do a 50 wing?
I think Hooters out of business, Shane.
Yeah, I put them out of business when I'm 50 wingers, you know? So,
yeah, I'm right there with it. Kentucky go under. I mean, that's been saying it all offseason. All right, final one, Shane. Vanderbilt, 4.5, over under. We get Charleston Southern right out the gate at home, at Virginia Tech, at South Carolina, Georgia State at home, Utah State at home, at Alabama, first bye week, LSU at home, Mizzou at home, at Texas, Auburn at home, second bye week, then Kentucky at home, at Tennessee, over under 4.5 for the Fighting Commodores.
I've been telling you Vanderbilt's going to slide, Mike, but yeah. I still think 4.5 is way too low. Mm-hmm. Give me the over. I feel like they're going to sneak up and bite somebody. And I just hope it ain't my Tennessee Vols. You look at this schedule, they're going to sneak up and they're going to get somebody because that's what they do. So give me the over, but barely. I don't know if they make a bowl game. This may be a 5-win team.
Yeah. You nailed it, Shane. You nailed it. Except I think you're still sleeping on them. They're going back to a bowl game. We have set a new standard. We got the culture. We got Diego Pavia. And hell, after this year, he'll probably sue again, get another year. You know what I mean? Just all-time quarterback, Diego Pavia there in Nashville. Love what they're doing. Cannot wait to see what they do year two with a New Mexico State influence there. So I just love the fact Vanderbilt's relevant again. And they're a threat every time they take the field in the Southeastern Conference, which has been a long time since I could say that. You know what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But this may be the year, brother. I think, you know, Pavia, they're going to crown him. He may be I think it's a great thing, and it's a launch pad for how Vanderbilt can be. And they're setting the groundwork right now. And now that they got money, hopefully they don't put it all to the chess team. But if they do that, then I think Vanderbilt may be sticking around for a while.
All right. Well, hey, that's all we got. We went through all 16 SEC teams, Shane. Anything else before we hop off the line?
I keep trying to find a reason to bet Tyson Chicken. Maybe I'm just hungry, brother. I'm like, you know what? I'll just go eat their Dino Nuggies right now. You know, ain't nobody stop me. But no, I don't have anything. I appreciate everybody that's asked about the channel. You know, I'm going to do another one. And it's again, it's just fun. I'm going to do some golf and shit that Mike won't let me do on this show. So be sure to check that out. But hey, we got a lot of great content coming out. We got a lot of great interviews coming up. So be sure to have those notifications on. The thumbs up truly do help. And again, I see you online on the Twitters, hitting the retweets and sending the show notes out. I appreciate everybody that's spreading the word. And I look forward for an exciting offseason because I think 2025 is going to be pretty damn special, Mike.
Yep, no doubt. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the show. We appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.